I keep an eye.
Check, check, check.
Saturday, or Tuesday, October 14th, 2014, ICANN 51 in Santa Monica Ballroom, Human Rights and ICANN from 9:30 a.m. till 10 a.m.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hanging in there, dear.
Hi, I'm Claudia from the Swiss Embassy in Washington.
Very nice to meet you, Claudia. My name is Nick Tomaso. I'm with ICANN.
Okay, nice to meet you. Thank you.
you enjoying your time in LA?
Yeah, I'm enjoying
better. It's a nice place. It is. Yeah. Everything's back home?
I lived in Santa Barbara for like 6 months.
Oh,
so I really have very good memories for the whole state.
Of this whole area, yeah. Santa Barbara.
And we were driving everywhere. So,
so beautiful. Yeah. I always wanted to go to California many, many years ago. I applied. I worked for IBM. And I applied for a position in our San Francisco office as an external programs director. But they really wanted a local, you know, native Californian. They considered me for a short time. And now I'm at a stage of my life where I have a new grandson who's almost 4 months old now. And he's on the East Coast. And I don't want to move to Los Angeles anymore now. So I live in New Jersey, not here in L.A. How's everything back home?
Good.
Yeah, improving?
Settling, yeah.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I follow. You know, because I follow everywhere in the world these days.
You
have to know exactly what's going on everywhere. So nice to see you.
Good morning, everyone. If you could take your seats, please. Okay, let's get started. We have an announcement before we get started with our first session, which Tom will make. And then we have a couple of items of business to cover. And then we will start our first session on human rights and ICANN. So I'll just hand over to Tom for this announcement.
Thank you, Heather. Good morning, everybody. I think as a preliminary logistical matter, if anybody would prefer to go back to the tent, if you really like the tent, please let us know. That could be arranged, I think, at this stage, so we don't want to put you in a place where you don't want to be. More seriously, can I remind the GAC that there is a meeting of CTO that CTO, the Commonwealth Telecommunications Organisation, has organised for GAC members at lunchtime today between 12:30 and 2, and that will be here in this room. That is also mentioned on the GAC agenda. So the CTO session is today at lunchtime here in this room. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to invite Nick Tommaso to just say a few words to you. As Tom reminded us, we did start our week in a tent outside, and ICANN has addressed that challenge for us by moving us to this room. Nick was just going to explain how that happened, so that you know. How we ended up being seated in a tent that didn't quite meet our needs, and what led up to us being moved here into this room. So, Nick, if you could, please.
Thank you very much, Heather, and thanks for the opportunity to address the group. I want to assure you that it was not our intent to have you in that facility that you were in, and I want to apologize to you for the less than adequate facilities that you've had over the past 2 days. When we selected this facility for the ICANN meeting, it had a semi-permanent structure called a Plaza Pavilion, which in fact was a tent, but 6,000 square feet in size with the appropriate insulation as well as air conditioning, noise baffling, et cetera. 3 weeks before the start of the meeting, we were advised by the hotel that the city of Los Angeles demanded that they take the tent down because it did not meet fire code regulations. As much as we tried to negotiate, it was not an option. They gave us... The first proposal they made to us was a 4,000-square-foot tent, which, of course, would have been totally inadequate. We wound up with a 5,000-square-foot tent in its current location, and we were sure that it was of the same quality of what they were replacing. Well, the fact was it wasn't. We worked very hard to make it better and did not succeed in a great extent. So I just wanted to say I'm sorry you had less than adequate facilities. I was very, very pleased to be able to rearrange our meeting room setup to bring you indoors for the next 3 days. And thank you very much for your understanding. Heather, thank you very much for letting me address the group.
Thank you very much, Nick. We do appreciate you coming to give us some background on that issue. And I can see we are already comfortable and settled in here in our new location. So thank you. Okay. All right. So let's begin with the first item on our agenda. We have a session now on the topic of human rights and ICANN. We had a bit of discussion where this topic was raised at our last meetings in London. And as far as materials, we have a briefing prepared by the ACIG Secretariat on the issue to help guide members in this discussion, and as well a proposal submitted by Peru on the same topic. So, if you look at your brief, providing some background, it also sets out some options for our consideration for moving forward. Since we have a brief session today, if we can perhaps hear some initial thinking about how to proceed, if we wish to proceed, that would be useful. But again, our brief does set out some options that the colleagues may wish to consider in terms of how we move forward if we do choose to move forward and consider human rights issues further. Okay, so in terms of initial thoughts on this, Switzerland, please.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody here in this room that doesn't have an air condition making noise behind me, which is quite convenient. So thank you for those who made this possible. Just a few remarks with regard to this issue. Not just for government representatives, but especially also for businesses that are active and operating in countries, it has become evident in the past few months that they are bound by national laws, which are derived from international human rights legislations, for instance, on data protection or freedom of expression and other issues. And there has been a process of realizing that it is actually important also for businesses and customers to have legal clarity and to have provisions that come from ICANN that do not force them to breach their national laws. And just a reference to this is, for instance, the RAA, where, for instance, in countries like Germany, a registrar had to ask for a waiver to get some exceptions from these contracts in order to act in conformity with German law. And this is not the only case, so that more and more people are realizing that it is actually in the interest of everybody to look at relevant human rights legislation on international law and on national laws, and to help ICANN or work within ICANN, work together to make sure that the regulation or the processes that ICANN is producing are in conformity with these laws. So there has been a growing awareness. We had a discussion, an initial one already in London. There was an interesting debate at the IGF where the ICANN ombudsman, three members of the ICANN board, and representatives of all the ICANN constituencies were present to discuss this issue. And this is just something that I would give you on the way to understand that this is not just about human rights for governments, it's the relevance of human rights for the whole of the ICANN community. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Are there any other comments on this topic? United States?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and grateful to have this opportunity to have a comment. If I could just be a little more clear as to what we are commenting on. Is there a specific proposal for the GAC to consider? Are we commenting on the proposal from Peru for language? So if that could be clarified, I'm more than happy to share some initial thoughts from the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. So we're referring to the brief prepared by ACIG, which does attach the contribution from Peru. And some options are set out for us to consider. But I think the initial question is to get a sense of what is the level of interest in the GAC in pursuing a discussion in human rights and what the views are. I wanted to get a bit of a temperature check on this and use the brief to help guide us to the particular proposal that's on the table from Peru. And I see Peru asking to speak, so Peru can refer to their thinking and the nature of their contribution. Okay, all right, so I have Brazil, Peru, and Lebanon, Indonesia. Okay, so Brazil, please.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone. I'd like to recall that human rights, the importance of inserting and being guided by human rights principles was one of the main messages coming from Net Mundial, which most of us attended. And one of the messages coming from Net Mundial, and one which we would like certainly to follow up, is that those principles should be, to the extent possible, and to the not to the extent possible, but in the appropriate way, fed into the different processes. So we think this is an extremely relevant discussion, one we would certainly like to see unfolding in GAC, and with the purpose of giving a concrete meaning, a concrete dimension to that very important message coming from Net Mundial, one we think was embraced by the full community. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Okay, so just to check the speaking order, I have Peru, Lebanon, Indonesia, Ukraine, and I think there were a few other hands. Okay, so we've got US, UK, and in the back. Okay. Is that Chile?
Yes.
Ah, thank you. And Denmark. All right. So, Peru, please.
I would like to speak in Spanish, please.
I would like to speak in Spanish because I feel more comfortable when I speak in my own language so that I don't make any mistakes. I don't want to read again the proposal that I submitted to you because you all have it in printed form. I would simply like to go back to the reasons why Peru came up with this proposal. We perceive ICANN as a changing organization, an entity that we all expect to evolve in order to become an inclusive organization, a fully inclusive organization that truly represents us all. An organization that represents an international community that for decades has been coordinating, harmonizing, and mainly reconciling positions and turning them into rules accepted by all. It is the notion of the common good applied to international law. This process has led us to review and agree all these issues over decades. And as you all know, we continue to do that with a number of internationally applied standards and conventions. We are talking about international case law here. This is a nonstop process. This is a continuously evolving process. I cannot be detached from this process. And as I clearly said in the proposal that I submitted to you, there is no doubt that at a given point during the drafting process of the ICANN bylaws, there was a notion or the idea of committing to the international law. ICANN has to be part of this process, and it has to acknowledge the existence of a set of international standards that transcend its own bylaws. Today, the issue is that of human rights. However, the idea is effectively to go beyond today's ICANN, to make it more inclusive, to be aware of the fact that international law is a living body that continues to evolve on a daily basis, and that ICANN has to take ownership of this evolution. This can also be applied to other areas of international law. Today, we are focusing our attention on human rights. We came up with a proposal for amending and changing the bylaws. And this proposal is included in the materials that you have received. And we would really like that as a result of this morning's discussion, in our GAC advice at the end of this meeting, we may include a paragraph taking a clear position as GAC on this topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Peru. So we have a suggestion to pursue the option related to amending the bylaws proposal from Peru. All right. Next, we have Lebanon, please. Indonesia? Okay.
Thank you. Regarding the human rights, yes, many of the countries have signed the Declaration of Human Rights, basically, including Indonesia. And we have to follow the human rights conventions that we have signed, and together we have to work together to get the human rights globally. However, it has to be mentioned that each country has their own legal system, has their own social system that may differ from one to another. It is in this case that we believe that in every country should also respect other countries' legal system as well as social system of that countries. In addition to that, globally we also have some sort of particular agreement regarding several activities like child online protections, internet for kids, and so on. So in this case, it will be very useful if every country work together to get the maximum result for the child online protection, for example, as well as other activities. One country alone will be in difficulties to protect the children unless it also works together with other countries. So global cooperation is needed for these things, these activities like child online protections, but also global respect to between countries is also necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Indonesia. Lebanon, did you still want to speak? No. Okay. Ukraine, please.
Thank you. I would like to say thank for Peru for a great job on these amendments, but they are very narrow, I guess. The internet itself is a very, in the way how individuals reach their basic human rights in and in a cyber age that is impossible to get to find a job, to meet, to publish some materials online, especially when you are on a territory under conflict. So I proposed on the August 20th to wind up the amendment to guarantee that each person, each individual must have a right to have an internet access, because without internet access it is impossible to realize the basic human rights, especially when you are not in a developed country and in some territories. So I would like to draw your attention, please consider this proposal which was sent by to the mailing list from Ukraine. Thank you.
Thank you, Ukraine. Okay, so we have about another 10 minutes, so I have closed the speaking order. We have United States, United Kingdom, Chile, Denmark, and Argentina. We're hearing quite a range of views and some fundamental differences in perspective based on what people have intervened so far. So I just want to take us through the speaking order, and I think it's what we need to focus on is how to continue this discussion since colleagues do seem to be interested in discussing this topic, I think we've probably made that clear already with the speakers we've had, and then for it to continue and to find the right way for this discussion to continue. Okay, all right. So we have United States, United Kingdom, Chile, Denmark, and Argentina. So United States, you are next, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you to colleagues, particularly Peru. I appreciate the clarification there. We certainly do think that it could be extremely helpful for the GAC itself to engage in a little more detailed discussions, and actually would prefer to do that before advancing very specific proposed amendments to the bylaws. We're also very mindful that there is a great deal of interest in this set of issues, if you will. It's not really just a single issue that is implicated here. There is a great deal of interest in other parts of the community. So I do think we could pause and reflect as to what the appropriate next steps would be. But I think from our perspective, it may be a bit premature at this moment to decide on a particular way forward, such as a proposal to amend the bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. UK, please.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everybody. Very much agree with Brazil in terms of it being highly appropriate at this time for discussions to move forward within the ICANN community, consistent with the statement from Net Mundial, which put human rights right at the core of internet governance and its place in debates in the various internet governance fora, including ICANN. So support that contextual statement from Brazil. I also support the identification of the need to provide clearer definition of ICANN's responsibilities with regard to human rights and the obligations under the existing treaties and conventions with regard to freedom of expression, privacy, freedom of assembly, ensuring plurality, and so on. And a lot of that is captured very helpfully in the input from the authors of from the Council of Europe authors of the paper, and that's a valuable input. I'm sure there are going to be other inputs that we in the GAC should take account of, and indeed the whole community, and no doubt we may hear more about that in the cross-community discussion that follows tomorrow, if I remember correctly. So I think it's worth our moving forward with an exploration of options to achieve that clearer definition of ICANN's responsibilities. And, of course, these are obligations which fall to us as representatives of governments to ensure are put in place, because we are obliged to ensure compliance with international treaties and so on. So let's move forward in an inclusive and cooperative way, and look at the options, possibly explore amendment of the bylaws. Let's perhaps take legal advice on that, or request ICANN to provide legal advice on that. I'm also mindful of the successor, if there is one, to the affirmation of commitments. Maybe that's another route to provide clearer definition in this area. And I would just finally comment that the whole new GTRD's round experience has really brought this key issue to the fore of all our deliberations here. And if we're talking about the prospect of another round in the relatively near future, rights are going to be key to ensuring that that round does deliver equitable opportunities and takes account of communities' ambitions in the new GTLD space. So this is the right time to move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. Okay, so included in your intervention seeking clear definition of what ICANN's responsibilities are in human rights, and also requesting legal advice regarding any bylaws changes, including the one we have in front of us. Okay, so those are options that we can keep in mind. All right, Chile, you are next, please.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning. I just wanted to thank the translators for the great service they are doing. And I'm going to speak in Spanish now.
Madam Chair, Chile thinks that the inclusion or the discussion that we are having is really significant. We think, or from our perspective, we think that the most relevant is to consider the human rights aspects from a constructive point of view. So we are flexible in the way it may be put forward. We think that there should be a specific mention to human rights and what has been discussed in the Council of Human Rights at the United Nations or in the General Assembly may be good, may guide our way. We thank the proposal and the work of the Secretariat in that respect and the proposal that we have in front of us. And we also want to support what has been said by some other delegates, Brazil, Peru, and the United Kingdom. We think that the inclusion of general principles in that respect in the work of ICANN is really important. And for the benefit of time, I will leave it here. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Chile. Next, I have Denmark.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would like to support what the UK has said and the suggestions that was made there. I mean, Denmark has a general view that that it is very important that human rights is taken up in the GAC and in the context of ICANN and what we do here. And And we would like to talk further about how to continue the discussions here. And I believe that we believe that that the suggestion to take this issue up in a cross-community working group could be one of the ways also to take to discuss further. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denmark. So a proposal to pursue this as part of a cross-community effort, which I assume wouldn't preclude perhaps setting up a GAC working group also. Okay. Argentina, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will speak in Spanish.
Argentina is fully convinced that human rights is a very important topic in all environments, particularly when we talk about the virtual world, the internet. Our contribution to Net Mundial was put really emphasis in human rights. We share the views of Brazil, Chile, Peru, the United Kingdom, and Denmark, so I'm not going to repeat their words. But we would like to make a specific reference to the new GTLD program. Argentina wants and repeats that the communities mentioned as vulnerable communities in the report prepared by the Council of Europe should be considered as such, should be treated as such, as communities in the new GTLD program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Argentina. Okay, all right. So we've come to the end of our session. There is clearly an interest in continuing the discussion. Not everyone is making precisely the same proposal about how we take this forward. But clearly it's going to take some time to draw out all the issues that need to be drawn out to move ahead in the GAC. And this also needs to be done with other parts of the community and on the basis of further information about these issues. So I wonder whether requesting the legal advice might be useful since we have a proposal to amend the bylaws. So we could be doing that, and that could further inform our efforts here and the community efforts. So that does seem to be a good way to help get us additional briefing so that we can move this discussion forward in terms of getting a clear definition of ICANN's role and responsibilities in this. Well, that's a good objective, I think, for furthering the work here. And this needs to be done with the community. I think that was made clear as well in the discussions that are here. So do we want to have a GAC working group, perhaps? Or we can have the GAC participate in a cross-community effort on this topic. So we could possibly do both as well, if there was interest in that. So if you like, we can look at those options and organize ourselves accordingly. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Not on the way forward, but we continue to refer to cross-community working group. Which one? The one dealing with names or the one dealing with accountability? If it is the one dealing with names, it's quite difficult and different from that dealing with accountability. I think it is more relevant with the general working group, cross-community working group discussed yesterday, dealing with accountability, which has two tracks, track one, transition, and track two, overall accountability of ICANN. It's more fit with that group. Currently, they are mixed of the one name for two different aspects. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So I think the proposal to work with other parts of the community is really just that. It's not that this issue would be added to existing cross-community working groups. I'm reminded that there is some sort of community session taking place. Is it Wednesday? Is it tomorrow? I'm looking around. Someone help me. I'm just looking for yes. Okay, so I think it's Wednesday morning. Wednesday lunchtime? Morning. Thank you. 1:15 on Wednesday. And so it may be that out of that discussion, we can get a better sense then of how we want to contribute to that effort. And we can address that after that meeting has happened and look at how to move forward. But we would only be dealing with it as a procedural point. So we're not able to get into discussions of substance. We have a wide range of interests and views already that we've heard this morning. So it's not to get into substance. I do not anticipate GAC advice other than explaining in our communique how we're moving forward. So we will come back to that very narrow point when we reconvene on Wednesday afternoon following the community session. For those of you that are interested in finding a way to work with the community or engage the GAC, then I expect you to be really active on this and to be coming back with some guidance to us here in the GAC. In the meantime, we can begin looking at what we need to inform our discussions, and I think the proposal to get the legal advice, there was some support here to do that, so we can be doing that as well in order to support further consideration of this matter. It's absolutely clear that there is interest in discussing this further, so we will find a way forward as we get to the end of our meetings. Peru, please.
Yo no veo por...
Peru speaks. I
don't know why we cannot foresee some kind of statement or paragraph in the GAC advice. I don't see any reason why this should be discarded or set aside. I have listened to several opinions that should be mentioned. For instance, the idea of seeking legal advice. I think that idea should be put in the communique. To have a cross-community working group should also be reflected in our communique. I think there are some elements that should not be set aside. So I think that we include a paragraph in the GAC advice related to this issue.
You seem to have misunderstood. What I was saying is that in our communique, those are the things that I think we can include. So how we move forward, that procedural point, if we're seeking legal advice, we could actually make our request via the communique to have that legal advice. We're not able to get into the substance because the discussions just aren't mature enough for us to get into the substance of the issue. So right now we're looking for a way forward, a way to work within the GAC, with others in the community, and we're looking at what information we need in order to, again, as well, move our work forward. So I hope that is clear. Peru?
Creo que está más clara.
Peru speaks. I think that your explanation now is better, clearer. But there is a starting point that should be mentioned in the GAC advice. So I think there is a common denominator. And if I'm not mistaken, please correct me, but the human rights issue is something that should be reviewed and included, perhaps, in the bylaws of ICANN. So when and how we do it, this is to be defined in the future. This is our way ahead. But the starting point, the issue, the human rights topic, is not something that may be discarded or set aside. Because I think that there is quite a consensus or a majority supporting the inclusion of this topic.
There's been no discussion about whether or not the bylaws should be included. Clearly, this is your view, and you have been very clear, I think, in submitting a proposal and identifying a particular amendment that you would like to see made to the bylaws. So, again, we are looking for a way forward so that we consider that, we can look at that option. But there hasn't been an actual discussion about where we've heard views about whether that's the case. And so we're really wanting to allow the discussion to continue. Again, I hope that is clear. I do want to conclude our session and come back to the procedural points on Wednesday after the community session. Okay, all right, so let's conclude here, and then we have a coffee break, and when we come back, we will be having the GAC elections. Iran, do you insist?
Yes, madam, I insist we should not ask ICANN to give us legal advice. We are governmental advisory committee. We will give them advice. We could ask ICANN to give us legal view on the matter, but not legal advice. Thank you.
Okay. I would like to conclude this session.
Sorry. It's important.
Jamaica, do you insist? Is it Jamaica asking to speak?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Just a point of clarity. You mentioned earlier two options, I believe. One, setting up a GAC working group on human rights. And as against taking the issues in the cross-community working group, my question is, would it be the same team that would represent GAC on both, or would it be two separate teams? The reason for my question is I think the GAC needs to have one voice on this issue, and so it's very, very important that we're clear on the way forward. Thank you.
Thank you. This is precisely the question we will come back to Wednesday afternoon. So please be thinking about that in the meantime. Those of you that are really interested in these issues can join the community discussion and hopefully come back with that guidance. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this when we reconvene on Wednesday. I want us to come with a clear idea about how we can proceed. Okay, so we're going to end this discussion in this session, and then we have our coffee break, and then we will come back and have the election of the chair, so we'll have that process run. The chair and vice chairs will not be here while that is happening, so the ACIG secretariat will be running that, okay? All right, so we have one announcement from the secretariat.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Madam Chair, for all your work over the last 4 years. We have a small, gaudy, fairly ugly token of our appreciation and thanks. We couldn't think of an uglier cake, really. It's a tiara, it's a crown for the Queen of the DNS. And we'd all like to say thank you very much.
Thank you. After that heated discussion, I think it's quite a change of gear. I've never seen anything like it. That's very kind and is in a really nice spirit. So thank you very much for the gesture. So. So let's all have some cake and come back and then we will run the election process. So thank you, everyone. Very kind.